The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Got a big night coming up in the William Hill Festival of Greyhound Racing on Saturday as Sunderland host the semi-finals of the £15,000 William Hill Grand Prix and the £25,000 William Hill Classic. It's the biggest Greyhound competition in the North, and last year's winner Pinpoint Maxi has been backed into favouritism for this year's renewal. His trainer Kelly McCary joins me on the line now. Hi Kelly.
Hiya Mark.
Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Let's start with Pinpoint Maxi then. He's the story of the competition, really. He won the competition last year, has had his injury problems, breaking a hock, and he's returned to defend his crown and looks as good as ever.
He does, yeah. I mean, we've been trying to prep him for a while, ready for the competition, and we can't believe how the dog's come back to be as good as what he was last year after breaking his hock, and he's been off the track nearly 11 months. So, it's incredible, really, to get this dog back up and running.
Yeah, and through the injury and as he was recovering, when you started training him again, did you see that he was going to be as good as he is now? Did you think he had a chance of returning as good as he has done?
We had kept a very low key early on in the year, and we had been doing a bit of work with him at home, and he was showing every bit as well as what he was last year. Just the way we were galloping and the way he was, just working day in, day out with him. But we obviously decided to trial him and see how he would go around Sunderland. But we'll put him straight over four bends because we had done quite a bit at home with him. And we were delighted when we seen that he put up a trial time very similar to last year. And we thought, we mightn't be far away off having this dog back where we were last year. And he has shown he's every bit as good as he was last year.
Yeah, and he's a bit of a local hero, isn't he? The impression we get is that people up in Sunderland have really taken to him. He's been well backed from 7-1 into 5-2. Do you get that impression when you're on the track?
I think it's a bit of a story. When a dog breaks a hog and you get them operated on, the dogs don't generally come back as good as what they were. So this story, I think everyone's so fascinated by the fact that the dogs come back as good. And the feeling when you're on parade with them is, electric. You can feel the crowd and everyone's wanting the dog to win. And it makes it more special.
He's 4-7 to win his semi-final on Saturday evening. Odds on favourite. Do you see him as having a favourite's chance in that?
There's a lot of early pace in the race. I thought he ran exceptionally well on Saturday night, and there's no reason why he still can't be improving. But in Ireland, before he come over, he's basically come out of every box, so the box draw doesn't really worry us so much.
Yeah, because I suppose that was a bit of a concern. 5-2 for the whole competition as well. Do you fancy a chance of doing it for a second year?
Well, I think he's definitely shown he's as good as he was last year. Obviously, you just need a little bit of luck, and it would be a great story if he did go on to win it. But it's just fantastic that we've getting the dog back to even have a couple of races and to go and win them. That was something that I really wanted to do, just get the dog back and see if he could race. And we've managed to do that. So anything now is going to be a bonus.
Okay, good stuff. You not just got him in the lineup either. You also have Mil Jolson, who's 14-1 at the moment in the outright betting. He was second in his round one heat, led until the fourth bend as well. Do you see him having a decent chance at a double figure price?
I think he's still very young. This dog's only had seven races and he's won the gym crack, but he's got tremendous early pace. I mean, he's when the box is open, he's got so much pace to the corner. It's just last week I feel as in if he could just run the bends a bit smoother and tuck in a bit, the dog would be a lot better. It was the first time he had to step up in an all-age company, and I see him probably later on in the year being a nice little sprinter for us, but he's going to have a leader's chance.
Yeah, we saw that in the first round, got out very quickly. 4-1 to win his semi-final. He's in the third of the semi-finals and he's 4-1 second favourite. Would you fancy your chances of qualifying there?
He's, like I say, he's going to have a leader's chance, and when you get out on the bunny, it's a massive advantage. If he could run the track as well as what he'd done in his A1 run a few weeks back, I think he would have every chance.
Okay, yeah. Aside from the Classic as well, you've also got runners in the William Hill Puppy Plate and the William Hill Festival Flyer. We'll start with your runner in the Puppy Plate, Mill Rocky, 14-1. Looks to be on the upgrade, twice finished behind Calzaghe George so far. Do you see that form being reversed at any point?
He's another dog. He's very young. He's very inexperienced, and he's working his way through the grades nicely. He put up a very good run against Calzaghe George last time out, and we've left him off a week and just going to keep him fresh. But he's got quite a bit of early pace himself, and, you know, hoping for a bit more improvement coming from Mill Rocky.
OK, and in the Festival Flyer, the William Hill Festival Flyer, Connor Trigger, currently a 25-1 chance. What can you tell us about him?
He's only been in the kennel a few weeks. He's come up off a trainer called Jason Foster. He was going into the competition, into the Classic, but maybe his time wasn't on our side. I would have liked to have gotten another trial into him. And he went up very well up to the first bend. So we've put him in. We're going to take our chance with the dog. He's settled in nicely now. He's had a couple of looks at the track. So, you know, we're hoping for a nice run off him on Saturday night.
Yeah, it could be quite a night for you on Saturday night. Thank you very much for speaking to us. It's been a pleasure to speak to you, Kelly, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.